Now let's take a little break from taking in people's questions to ask you some questions that we've come up with. Teams, so we're going to have a little quiz just to break the flow a little tiny bit for you. So I'll ask you a question. You can confer. We're going to have two teams. Team one, we're going to have Nick and Sean, and then team two, we're going to have Tom and Dan. And basically, the quiz theme is health. We've got three rounds, and round one is diet fad or diet fiction. So can you separate the real diet from the one we've made up? So over to you, Nick and Sean. We've got two diets to you to choose from. The walking diet, this is where you can eat anything you like, provided you only do it while you're walking. Or the five-bite diet, this is eat whatever you want, but you're only allowed 5 bites out of it. Which is the real diet?
The 5 bites is real.
You're going for 5 bites?
Yeah.
You concur with that, Nick?
I do.
You get a bing for that. Well done. Yeah, it's absolutely true. The 5-bite diet does exist, but the walking diet doesn't. Maybe the walking diet should exist. It sounds like a better solution to me. Right, the next one for you, Tom and Dan, the blood type diet. You can regulate your intake based on your blood type, or there's the ring diet. If you can fit it through a ring, you can eat it. What do you think of that one?
Oh, they both sound crazy.
They do sound absurd. That doesn't mean that neither of them exist.
I would...
The blood type, I mean, yeah, a lot of people don't know that one, so I'd hope that that would be the false one.
Let's go for the ring one.
You're going rings?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're getting a what? The actual answer is the blood type diet. Now, we actually found this quite hard, because every time we made up a diet, we'd actually find out it did exist. So that was quite hard. Anyway, let's move it on. Round two, this is called false alarm. Which of these alarm clocks is actually being sold, Sean and Nick? Is it... An alarm that screams and runs around the room so you have to chase it and that gets you out of bed? Or is it a rubber glove that slaps you repeatedly around the face until you get up and silence it?
I'm going to go with the more ridiculous option, which is the rubber glove that slaps you around the face.
Sean, agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, the rubber glove, unfortunately, is a fiction. One of them does exist, though, because inventor Simone Gertz has built one, but unfortunately, or perhaps you could say fortunately, they aren't for sale. Right, over to team two. Which of these exist and which is a fallacy? An alarm clock in the shape of a gun. It will only turn off once you successfully shoot the target. Or an alarm clock in the shape of a bomb, which you have to successfully defuse every morning, and it's getting louder and louder. What do you think?
Both sound quite dangerous.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the gun. It sounds relatively plausible.
Let's do that.
You're going
gun.
Let's
go with the gun.
You get a bing-bong for that. Yes, the gun-shaped alarm clock is the actual one available. Does it, Nick, you're the sleep expert, does it make a difference how your alarm clock wakes you up in the morning?
I mean, there's some evidence that if it wakes you up during REM sleep, that's probably not such a good thing for you.
So if you're having a dream...
If you're having a dream,
off,
yeah.
Why is that bad?
Because I don't think the human body likes being woken up out of dream sleep, and generally the human body likes to wake up naturally. Unfortunately, most of us do wake up with an alarm, and most of us use our mobile phones, which tends to be the thing that everybody uses these days.
So an alarm clock synced to brain waves that could work out when you weren't sleeping and therefore more sympathetically wrench you out of sleep would be better.
Yeah, there are devices that attempt to do that, but how accurate they are in measuring sleep stage, I'm not so sure.
Right, round three, it's all to play for. This round is called Exercise Lies. So, team one, which is the real exercise product? The Hawaii chair moves in small circles while you work and it theoretically tones your abs. There's also the Alaska shoes. These are shoes with large weights that move around inside the sole and they theoretically tone your leg muscles. Which do you think is the real one?
I don't know. I like the idea of the Hawaii hula hoop chair,
yeah,
though. So should we go for that one?
Going chair?
Yeah, let's
chair.
Listen.
Yep, the real answer is the Hawaii chair. Although the company who provide it are unsurprisingly no longer in business. Now, last question for you, Dan. You've got to stay in the game, you, Dan and Tom. Which of these is a real exercise fad? Hamster wheeling. This is running around in a specialty-built hamster wheel, or... prancer sizing. This is the aim of this is you have to run in the style of a horse to burn off calories. Which do you think? Running in a hamster wheel or running around like a horse prancing?
I think I've seen the hamster wheel.
You're going for hamsters?
Yeah, hamster wheel.
Hamster
yeah.
wheel.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
really?
I'm afraid you haven't got it. The answer is actually prancer sizing. Hamster wheeling might have to wait a little while. It seemed like a good idea to you, Dan?
I actually thought I'd seen it, and maybe it was on one of those crazy shows like Jackass or something, but I certainly thought I'd seen it.
Must be true. No, no.
Yeah.
Well done, Team One. You have won. You are the Naked Scientist's Big Brains of the Week, and you go home with a prize beyond price, which is knowing you have your reputations intact.